Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. You know, I love that, that lives are changed every day through the natural. I mean, we see that.
We really do.
Lives changed, and it's so encouraging. You know, I was just thinking, we were at the office late last night for a patient that came from out of town, and I'm always a sucker for that. We were taking care of her till about 7 last night.
Right.
But just to see the response. And
yeah, to see the changes on the first visit is a very encouraging type of thing. And she was at a position where she was really losing hope.
Yeah.
And she just saw a very good change on one visit. And it really brought her hope back and just gave her a whole new meaning of life.
Yeah, I mean, that is so exciting.
It really is.
To see that. And you see people kind of change as they start feeling better.
Yes.
You know, their personality changes. It's real exciting. Last week, we began a new series called Your Health from Head to Toe with a discussion on headaches. And this week, we're talking about the jaw and TMJ.
Yes.
And I'm not going to even attempt because
it's very entertaining.
Thank you. This isn't about entertainment.
Oh,
right?
Aren't we
about education?
I'm sorry. Yes,
educating.
Yes. It's temporomandibular joint. And that's right. What the TMJ actually stands for. And basically, just call it the jaw.
The jaw.
Yeah, that's an easy thing. You know, basically what happens is the jaw is not working properly. It's out of place. And there's some pain, physical disturbances that actually occur on that. The jaw, is not really understood how important it is, how many pain fibers actually can be associated with that.
I know. I'm just thinking how much it's used. You know, that joint.
Yeah.
Is that the most used joint in the body?
Well, some of us more than others. I have oftentimes, you know, where husbands and wives come in and the wife has a TMJ problem and they said, see, honey?
Oh, the husband, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you should stop yapping. Huh?
But yes, it's a very unusual type of joint. I'm not going to go into all the technical aspects of it.
Thank you.
Because I can. That's what you're here for, is to keep me on the at least make it a little bit entertaining and not get too technical. But the jaw is actually there's a sliding joint, and you actually have a disc inside that slides back and forth to allow proper movement. And there's actually an attachment to a muscle in the jaw to that disc that goes back and forth and through there.
Yeah, I wouldn't even think it had a disc, but
there's actually a little disc in there that slides back and forth that allows a nice, easy, smooth motion.
Uh-huh.
And if the muscles tighten up, then that can actually pull that disc out of place, and you get that, that popping noise.
Clicking. Yeah.
And then your jaw, I have people open and close their mouth, and, you know, their jaw's going all over the place because of the improper motion that's occurring. And that can cause a tremendous amount of irritation. One of the big things is that the jaw has a lot of nerve fibers. It's actually one of the joints that gives a feedback to the brain on where the body is. So if the jaw goes out of place, it throws off not just the jaw, but there's a whole cascade of misalignments that occur because the body's trying to rearrange itself to accommodate the malpositioning of the jaw. So it has a very global type of effect. It also has a very strong emotional effect. There's actually a nerve that goes, in matter of fact, it's the only nerve that doesn't follow the normal pathway. It actually goes directly to the emotional centers in the brain. So, you know, when you get tense and emotional, the jaw can really tighten up. there's a tremendous amount of correlation on that.
Did you say a nerve goes?
Yes. There's actually a direct nerve that goes right to the brain from the jaw that goes directly to the emotional center in the brain.
Well, I know if people fracture their jaw, they can go into a real depression. Well, first of all, it's very painful.
Correct? It's a very, very painful type of area. But yes, a lot of emotional, well, one, the emotions can affect the jaw, mm-hmm. and then the jaw can affect the emotions. An interesting statistic on that is jaw problems of any type of musculoskeletal pain. People commit more suicide from TMJ than any other
problem. Why is that? Problem.
Because it actually will cause a depression and can cause severe, I mean, the reason that I really got into TMJ is as I was going through school, there was a friend of mine at church that I had met who was outside of the chiropractic, had nothing to do with it. And I found out that he had actually tried to commit suicide twice because of severe TMJ problems. And he had actually been diagnosed with schizophrenia, but it was really coming from his jaw.
Wow.
And so he had been trying to find some help, and I started researching it, and that's where I first, you know, discovered on the huge ramifications of TMJ, and there was some new research going on that was 30 years ago. And I started to, you know, I said, I'm just a student. I'm not really qualified to work with you.
Uh-huh.
But he said, I'm getting more information from you than anybody else. You know, and I've been all over, and, you know, I need help. So I started working with him. Found some different types of books on, and some of the doctors out there who were actually doing some treatments on that, started on him, and you know, we were able to make some significant improvements, and all the symptoms that they were calling schizophrenia went away.
Wow.
And it made such a dramatic change in his life that that was one thing I really, you know, studied to try to figure out exactly what was going on and how I could actually help them, because there really wasn't a lot of information out there. There are now journals out there that just are dedicated to TMJ and TMJ research.
So, as I mean, TMJ, that, I mean, it's very serious.
Extremely serious problem, yes.
And how, you know, how many people have problems with their TMJ joint?
Well, we actually, you know, from that people are actually going to have some type of TMJ problem, about 80% of everyone's going to have TMJ sometime in their life. And it's a very common type of problem that we see in the office. And many times people aren't even aware that that's where their problem's coming
from. Right, right. Do they feel a lot of times it's their neck, and it's usually, it could be their TMJ joint.
Correct. And oftentimes with the neck being out of place, and one of the things that you have to do is the neck has to be fixed to be able to fix a TMJ.
Okay.
There's sort of an order on everything, and if you don't get the top bone called the atlas fixed, you'll never be able to fix the TMJs. So that was, you know, that was very, very evident and something that's backed up by literature on that.
And that's something you do.
That's
your specialty.
We actually
is
have
the
a
atlas.
Specialty on that. So, but you can have TMJ problems and not have a neck problem too.
Okay.
But if the atlas is out, you're going to absolutely get nowhere with a TMJ.
And the atlas is the first vertebrae.
First vertebrae. So very, very critical on that. And then many times people actually come in. There's also a global type of a shift that occurs. The pelvis will actually shift with TMJ problems. Shoulder problems. I've had people with unresolved shoulder problems because if there's a severe spasm on the jaw, if there's a certain pattern on that, then it will actually pull the shoulder out of joint.
Wow.
So people who have
unresolved. We're all connected, right?
Yeah, and then elbow problems. There are sometimes that the, you know, it will actually pull the shoulder and the elbow out of place. So we've had people with elbow problems. We've had people with shoulder problems. And I said, it's coming from your jaw. And they're like, you know, well, it doesn't hurt up
there. How does that happen? Yeah.
And so I go up there and adjust their jaw, and their, I recheck their shoulder and their elbow, and I said, does that hurt anymore? And they go, no. Oh, my gosh. I've had people working on this for 2 years and never gotten this far, and you do it in just like 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to, you know, again, you know, we talked about the whole diagnostics.
Right.
You know, before. Examination and diagnostics are absolutely so essential for really understanding a problem. If you don't know exactly what's going on, if you don't know what the cause is, then you can't fix it.
Right. And when you know, it makes the treatment easy.
Oh, yes.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what can a new patient expect when they come into your office?
The first thing is that's extremely important is a consultation.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where everything begins.
And that consultation is complimentary, free. They can come in, and the consultation's with you,
mm-hmm.
which is nice. Yeah.
Yeah, the consultation is absolutely critical. Matter of fact, you can get 90% of your diagnosis just from the consultation.
Mm-hmm. Listening to the patient.
Listening to the patient, finding out what their concerns are, what needs to be done,
mm-hmm.
How we can best help them. Having a good understanding of the complaints of the patient is absolutely critical mm-hmm. for good care. And the patient knowing that we are actually listening to them. We have very thorough intake forms that mm-hmm. are extremely helpful. Gives us quite a bit of information of what's going on into the system. After the consultation, you have to look at the diagnostics.
Okay.
You first have to understand, you know, where the patient's coming from, have an idea, but then you have to know, you know, what to do,
mm-hmm.
What the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
There is a difference on our diagnostics than from the medical diagnostics. The medical profession, as a disease care-based program, they are looking at disease states and combinations along those lines
mm-hmm.
to treat the symptoms. Our basis of our care is a understanding of what is the underlying cause, finding out what that is, usually caused by a break from homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hear that word if you're listening to our radio program.
You're going to know
every
it well.
Time, mm-hmm. Because homeostasis is the basis of our practice. And homeostasis is the basis of health. And we are a health office. Mm-hmm. That is what a structure function office is.
Mm-hmm.
So the diagnostics are extremely thorough, probably more thorough than what you would get anywhere else. We look at very extensive blood work. We might do hair analysis. Might do some evaluation of the gut because that's so important to one's health. We do a thorough cardiac evaluation. We do a thorough musculoskeletal exam. Many offices that even are into natural health are either just dealing with the functional aspect
mm-hmm.
or they are just dealing with the structural aspect. We are unique in that we deal with both and both of them extremely thoroughly and extremely well.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're in week number 2 of our series called Your Health from Head to Toe, and we're talking about the jaw and TMJ.
It's a very serious problem.
Very used joint, you
yes.
know, and I didn't know that story about how you got interested in the TMJ.
Yes, and it was kind of a very frightening to think about my friend, you know, in that type of situation. And so, and it wasn't really something that was being taught in chiropractic school at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, I had to go out there and really do some research and find out what was happening because, you know, I felt my friend's life was on the line.
Yeah.
And that's one thing is that, you know, for some of the patients that I have, literally their life is on the line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm fixing it. I've had people fly in, you know, I've had a gentleman fly in from California. He had had two surgeries.
On his jaw?
On his jaw to try to actually get that corrected, and the pain was getting worse. And you know, he was a religious man and said, you know, I don't believe in suicide, but he said, I just cannot take this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pain is too great. The emotional stress, the not being able to be in control of my emotions and the depression and all the weird things that were occurring with that, that he had to get some relief. So he flew in from California because he had heard from a friend of his how he had fixed his TMJ. He was with us for 6 weeks, and we were able to get it resolved for him completely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very important. And like you say, it's misdiagnosed a lot. So let's talk about how do you diagnose TMJ?
It's actually very quick. I can put my hands on people even before I have them move their jaw. And there's a pattern of muscles that go into spasm, the sternocleidomastoid muscle, the anterior scalenes, and the levator scapula all are in a pattern of spasm and are very, very tender. So that tells me very quickly that we've got a TMJ problem. And then, of course, I have people move their jaw, look at the pattern of how they open up their mouth and close it. And it's very obvious, the deviation, and the deviation tells me what type of adjustments to do. And then there's, of course, the crepitus, you know, the popping and all the mm-hmm. sounds that occur with that. And, you know, as I palpate the muscles of the jaw, then there is a huge amount of tenderness and spasm that occurs with that. So it's not only very obvious to me,
mm-hmm.
but it's also extremely obvious to the patient if that's actually an issue.
And that's a big muscle there.
Yeah, there are some,
you know, that jaw muscle.
There are some muscles, yeah, and it's a very complicated muscular system.
Is that called the masseter? Or?
Masseter. Yeah, masseter. There's the masseter. One of the most important ones is called the pterygoid.
Okay.
And that's the one that actually attaches directly to the disc.
Those go into spasm.
Yes, you know, then you can also get into quite a few different types of problems. Matter of fact, the TMJ is one of the major causes of headaches. Mm. So we have people with unresolved headache situations. The most common one is what they call cervicogenic, which is coming from the cervical spine.
Mm-hmm.
But then the second most common is actually coming from the TMJ, which actually produces the temporal headaches.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a different pattern if it's cervicogenic and jaw on the headache. So oftentimes when people come in and they describe their headaches, I can tell the difference on. Matter of fact, by the time just we do the consultation, I usually know where the headache's coming from.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now, how is TMJ treated at your office?
There are so many different types of approaches to everything.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most important ones is actually some jaw adjusting. And the technique that I actually use, I invented
mm-hmm.
Because I had tried several of the different types of techniques out there and actually found my own system.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I found on the jaw is that it needs to be extremely light adjustment. If you come in hard on the jaw, it's a very mobile type of a joint.
Mm-hmm.
So the angle, the pattern, and just the amount of right pressure, it's a very gentle type of thing. As a matter of fact, people just sit there and say it's sort of like a puff of air. You know, I mean, did you actually do anything except, you know, all of a sudden all their pain's gone.
Yeah. I heard that yesterday from a patient. Wait till I tell my husband. You just went click like that, and my pain was gone. So next time, bring him.
So, and they go, well, that was easy. And I said, well, that was, you know, that was, you know, 30 years of development, you know, that we've actually perfected that. But, it, you know, I make it look easy, but it's not something that's easy. One of the things is I've trained about 9 chiropractors, you know, who've taken internships in my office and trained them how to do that adjustment. And all of them have taken that out and started to implement it and really found a huge improvement, you know, in their results with that. So, the adjustment, the actual jaw adjustment is probably the most important thing that you can possibly do. But that is not just the place that we end, because there's a tremendous amount also involved with that, because there are other adjustments that need to take place. One of the things I had mentioned before is that the atlas has to be in place before the jaw will go into place.
First vertebrae.
Yeah, if that atlas is not in place, you can adjust the jaw until the cows come home, and it's not going to respond. It will always go back out again. So, one, I need to make sure that the atlas is in place. We have a technique that was actually developed by Dr. Roy Sweat, who I interned with, called the atlas orthogonal technique, and we have had radio talks just on that. It's a specialty that we have, and I'm one of the originals who was trained on that, and actually was with Dr. Sweat and interned with him while he was developing that technique.
And you're the only board-certified atlas orthogonist in the state of Indiana, correct?
Correct. Okay. Correct. There are there's only 45 of us in the country. So it's a it was a 3-year postgraduate type of work. And very, very important that that's actually put in place for the jaw to be able to respond. But there's also a lot of other adjustments. It's also very much associated with the pelvis. If the pelvis is out, then the pelvis will also pull the jaw out of place, because the pelvis and the jaw, in a biomechanics type of understanding, that they are actually aligned with each other. So if the jaw's out, then the pelvis will go out. And if the pelvis is out, then the jaw will also have stress on it. So I have to put that. We can find that because the iliopsoas will be tight on one side compared to the other. And to actually get that type of release, we have to get the jaw lined up and then also adjust the pelvis.
It's like that song, the jaw is connected to.
Right, everything's connected. then also, you know, making sure that the shoulders and elbows, they're also very closely related to that. Also the clavicle, if the jaw goes out very, you know, to a great degree, then you'll actually get the clavicle moved. And then also with the levator scapula in the back, that attaches to the scapula. And so chronic jaw problems will create that that scapular pain that a lot of people complain about.
And you said sometimes, you know, people think it's their neck and it's their jaw. After a while, do people can people discern then, you know, this is coming from my jaw?
No.
No.
That's why they come into me and they say, I don't know if it's my jaw or my neck. I'm not sure, but I hurt. You know, and I say, oh, it's from your neck, or it's from your jaw, or it's from both. And you know, I can show them exactly what's involved, but that's why they come to me.
Right, right.
You know, because I know those types of things. But not only is for treatment, there's the jaw, but there's also acupuncture. Acupuncture is extremely beneficial for TMJ problems. And we use the acupuncture to reduce the inflammation. So after we do the adjustment, get that in place, we can do the acupuncture, and they even get more relief.
Yeah, because acupuncture is very effective for any inflammation.
Yeah, I mean, acupuncture is just one of my favorite types of treatments because of its effectiveness. People are shocked at the immediate changes that occur with acupuncture. So as I said, now, you know, we also should do some acupuncture with this. You'll even get more results and say, wow, I'm really feeling a lot better. Do I really need the acupuncture? And I say, yes, and we go and do it. And they say, oh, you were right. That's even better. So the acupuncture is also an extremely, extremely beneficial type of
thing. And I know I see you, well, and you've done it on me too, with my jaw, is you release that if that muscle's in spasm, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
You'll release that muscle spasm.
Yeah, and then that's the next thing is trigger point.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the trigger mm-hmm. point types of treatments where we actually will go in there and I will find all the muscles that have gone into spasm, mm-hmm. hit the trigger points, and there's a lot of different ways we can do pressure on that. There's injections, there's, you know, for real severe cases. When we actually get in there and get those muscles relaxed, an incredibly important aspect of the treatment with TMJ. Mm-hmm. So trigger point is the other thing.
Well, up next, let's talk more about the treatments for TMJ.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Get your pants off and get in there and I will tell you what I think. Doctors always want your pants off. Take your pants off. Doctor would like to see you with no pants. Just get them off. It's my head. I said take your pants off. But I hate the extra weight, so I'll start screwing around with some of his stuff, you know? Maybe I'll turn that thing up a little bit. Whatever the hell that does. Take all the tongue depressors out. Lick them all. Put them all back in. Yeah, two can play at this waiting game. Just once I'd like to say to the doctor, you know what? I'm not ready for you yet. Why don't you go back in your little office? I'll be in a minute. And get your pants off.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at dtsweightlosscenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health Radio Show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're in week number 2 of our series called Your Health from Head to Toe, and we're talking about the jaw and TMJ.
And mm-hmm. you're saying 80% of people
are going to have some TMJ.
Yeah. Because we use that joint a lot.
Yes.
Yapping.
Yes. Yeah, one of the things we'll talk about is what causes that.
Mm-hmm.
So
we talked about, you do a nice, gentle chiropractic adjustment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, to get that joint aligned. And I didn't realize there was a disc. That makes sense. I mean, you need the cushion.
Of course.
Yeah, God knows what he's doing. Another treatment that people might not be familiar with but has a great effect on TMJ and mm-hmm. a lot of things we do at the office is called auricular therapy. Yeah. And how does that help, Dr. Prather?
Well, the auricular therapy, the research on that was actually done by Dr. Norget, who was a French brain surgeon. And he was also into acupuncture and had done some studies on the ear and its effect on the brain, because that was his area of expertise. And anything that has to do with brain, mm-hmm. we always go to auricular, because as Dr. Norget showed, he actually removed people's skulls, and he was one of the main guys who mapped out the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Then he would also hit points on the ears and then show which area of the brain was affected and exactly how it was affected. So auricular therapy is actually the most proven therapy in the entire world. Over has more research, more knowledge of exactly how that works than anything else. So that's very reassuring. And one of the things that we find is, remember I was talking about the very strong emotional connection between the brain and the jaw. And if you actually have that portion of the brain that is actually in that connection to the nerve that keeps on firing abnormal information, you will never fix that jaw. Now, people with early TMJ, not as severe, we don't really have to worry about the brain portion. The people who've had long-term, really severe, like the schizophrenia symptoms, the emotional symptoms, severe headaches that are associated with that, with long-term types of unresolved TMJ, we have to go to the auricular to be able to truly get that jaw fixed. Because as soon as I fix it, after a couple of days, if the brain's not working right, it will pull the jaw back out of place.
Because that's what the brain's used to, right?
Right. There's a, you know, the brain's just not working right at that point. So we have a certain pattern for the TMJ, for the auricular. And at this point, I mean, I just always like to do it just because it's such a huge effect on that. And that will actually resolve that type of an issue. So I've had many people who've come in and I've had some people resist it on that, say, well, let me try the other. I don't want to do the auricular yet. And I say, let's do the auricular, and we do it, and it's just like, oh, yeah, I really needed that.
And that I want to let our listeners know, because a lot of people haven't heard about auricular, and it's very, very effective. And you spell it A-U-R-I-C-U-L-A-R,
right.
Auricular.
It's a microcurrent treatment of the ear with a very special patterns. You have to be trained, be very knowledgeable on that. But anything that has to do with brain function, addiction, it's extremely, extremely effective for pain patterns that have just been locked into the brain. Extremely helpful along those lines. And actually helping the body to readjust to new positions, a functional type of thing, where the brain's actually telling the body to shift in an abnormal type of way, we have to go to the auricular to actually be able to get that resolved. And extremely, extremely helpful.
Yeah, very effective therapy. What other therapies are helpful for TMJ that you use there at the Prather Wellness Center?
Well, there are other things that can actually be involved in that. If we need to, another way to work with the muscles besides the trigger point is some microcurrent or other different types of electrical treatments can be extremely helpful. Usually we don't need to go to those, but there are times where it's very beneficial. So that can be an extremely helpful type of therapy. The other thing is that there can be a tremendous amount of lymphatic congestion. Up into the into that area. One of the things is TMJ can be caused by a backup lymph system, and then also a vertigo or dizziness can also be associated with that.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, I've had quite a few patients come in with vertigo, unresolved vertigo. And that can be a very difficult thing to treat, and one of the underlying reasons can be TMJ. And then also there's a backup of the lymphatic tissue. So the jaw can actually cause the lymph system to back up, which can back up the eustachian tube and put pressure on the middle and inner ear. Then if you, as you fix the jaw, you can also need to use what we call diathermy. And that diathermy is a shortwave diathermy that can actually go in there and get that lymphatic tissue opened up. And as that lymphatic tissue drains, then we can get quite a bit of relief and also not only help with the jaw, but also help with the vertigo.
And explain the diathermy. That's one of the therapies.
Yeah, it's actually electromagnetic. There is a heating element that's involved with
like
that.
Like big magnets, right?
Yeah, they're like big magnets. And what that does is it actually will change the polarity of the arteries and of the lymphatic tissue so that the the walls will relax, open up, and allow the drainage to occur. And we use the diathermy for improvement of circulation. Mm-hmm. People who are going to lose toes and or feet and due to diabetic neuropathy, things mm-hmm. like that, loss of circulation, we can actually use that diathermy and restore the blood flow. We also use it for congestion in liver, lymphatic tissue. Very, very helpful and has been a huge part of our practice and something that we use on a regular basis.
Mm. And then we had talked about the trigger point therapy.
Yes.
For the jaw.
And the trigger point therapy we usually do with just pressure to relieve that. We can also have lidocaine injections. Mm-hmm. Very, very helpful for also releasing trigger points. So there's several ways that we can actually approach that and get that release. There's also a spray and stretch mm-hmm. that we use is also a very well-established trigger point type of therapy. And we do all of those and do those all very well at our office. Mm-hmm. So depending on how severe the case is how we actually have to proceed with that.
And then are there exercises that the patient can do for TMJ?
Absolutely, and you actually know those very well.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, because you are one of the ones who teach the patients mm-hmm. exactly how to do those, but they are very specific exercises for the TMJ itself, and we teach our patients how to do that to help to maintain it. And they make a very, very definite difference. People have been very amazed at how much of a change occurs on that.
You know, one thing I would tell patients, because when you wake up in the morning, you don't know what position that joint's been in. You know,
yes.
If you clench your teeth, which a lot of people do.
Absolutely.
And I tell them, just open your mouth gently, as wide as you can, to kind of release that muscle, you know.
Right, just 2 days ago, I had a patient came in and said, you know, I came here before work. I woke up this morning and at 6:30, I'm like, I can't move my neck. I'm in extreme pain. I don't know what the heck happened. I hadn't mm-hmm. seen him for a while.
Most people don't know what they did.
They
right?
just
we
woke
don't.
Up and, stretched uh-huh. and it's like, I can't move. And she came in and said, you know, I'm coming here before work because I can't go to work. And I said, well, it was the jaw. And she said, how did I do that? And I said, I don't know. But, you know, you get into all sorts of positions at night, and that could put a lot of pressure on it. And then I also mentioned about stress. And she said, oh, I have been under so much stress.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and we
and
can
yesterday
hold
was
that stress right there in that joint.
That well, remember I said that there's a nerve that goes right from the jaw to the brain,
right.
And stress is one of the major factors mm-hmm. in TMJ.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the stress and then how she slept, just really put that out. Just at the jaw, and she was fine. You know, there was mm-hmm. absolutely no pain left. Just felt so much better. And it was purely a TMJ syndrome.
Yeah, and I tell patients as you're driving in the car, you're at a red light, just gently open that jaw as wide as you can to release it. And then we have some other, you know, exercises. If there's some deviation, meaning if that lower jaw is deviating side to side, you know,
sure.
instead of being aligned.
Yeah, and one of the other things, the major exercise that I tell people, because I can actually have, you know, if I feel that it's tension,
mm-hmm.
I can have people do diaphragmatic breathing
yeah.
and get a tremendous amount of relaxation of that jaw.
Mm-hmm.
So
and all those muscles.
Because that's the whole stress. You know, if we actually breathe shallow, then that produces a stress syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And if we breathe, we can actually reverse that by how deeply we breathe. So teaching the patients breathing and to practice that, then that really helps out the jaw quite a bit and really helps to relieve a tremendous amount of stress. How deep we breathe is one of the biggest indicators on how long we'll live.
Yeah, and you can't stress that enough.
No.
And people, you know, you can just see people coming in pain
holding their breath.
Holding their breath, yeah. And it's so important to breathe deeply. And what intrigues me about the jaw is all those muscles that are connected that you were talking about.
It's very complicated.
Uh-huh, right. And even connected with the pelvis.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, yes. The shift in the pelvis is huge.
People just think you're crazy to say their jaw has something to do with pelvis.
But, you know, they see the results and they say, yeah, well, I've had doctors come in, orthopedists and orthopedic nurses and massage therapists, and I'm putting all these things together, and they say, well, you know, I've never been taught any of this stuff, but, you know, I can't deny, you know, the changes that occur.
Right.
You know, it works.
Right. When we come back, let's talk about supplements and their effect on the jaw.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
The three tests, Dr. Prather, that you suggest everyone have every year, you know, to give a complete picture of health is the Prather Profile Blood Analysis, the GI Effects Stool Kit, and the Hair Analysis. And what does the Hair Analysis reveal about a person's health?
Well, one of the most important things that we're looking on a hair analysis is the possibility of heavy metal toxicity. That can cause a huge variety of diseases and symptoms that can actually occur. Any type of autoimmune disease could begin with a heavy metal toxicity, or any type of neurological conditions, MS, ALS. A lot of those types of diseases can be kicked off by heavy metal toxicity. Including a whole host of symptoms that would be hard to explain any other way. The other things that show up with the hair analysis is the balance of the minerals. It can play a huge effect on the entire system. When plants actually grow, they can actually make the fatty acids, the vitamins, the amino acids, but the minerals have to come from the ground. So if the minerals aren't there, they can't make them. So the most common deficiencies that can occur in nutritional health of an individual is mineral deficiencies or mineral imbalances. And the hair analysis is the best way to actually show up those changes that can occur.
Well, how does the hair analysis help find the root cause of health issues? And no pun intended there.
When you're actually trying to discover what's going on in an individual, so many things can actually result with a mineral imbalance or a heavy metal toxicity that it really behooves us to actually do that particular test. And that's one reason that I recommend it be done at least once a year. And if there's any type of important type of disease process going on or unexplained symptoms, checking on the hair analysis really can show a tremendous amount and cause reveal the underlying problem.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. It's a beautiful. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. We're talking today about the jaw and TMJ as a part of a several-week series called Your Health from Head to Toe. Next week, we'll be talking about the neck and the most important thing you can do for your health.
So we've been talking about TMJ, how serious an issue it is. Temporal mandibular joint.
Woo! Oh, my goodness.
Woo! Hey, don't act surprised.
No.
It's funny how I can get my words mixed up, isn't it? And we
won't go into one that. One of my delightful things.
We could have a whole show on that. and you can tell me what's wrong with my brain. it's good to laugh at yourself, isn't it?
It's healing. It helps to relax the jaw.
I can do that. All right. So we were talking about different treatments for TMJ, the importance and how powerful that joint is. And one thing, let's talk about supplements.
Sure.
You know, are supplements important for the jaw? What supplements are helpful for TMJ?
Absolutely. Definitely as we're looking at the TMJ, there are several different types of factors that can be involved in that. On a supplemental basis, the B vitamins definitely are nerve vitamins that can play a very big role. The calcium magnesium balance, vitamin D, all those things play a very direct role on TMJ and should be looked into as on their need. And of course, we do the diagnostics to determine whether that is appropriate or not. One of the kind of standard types of products from standard process is called AC carbamide. And that actually will change a lot of the pH in the joints, and not only helps the jaw, but also will help a lot of joints. And AC carbamide is one of the most common products that we actually use for TMJ. Along with that, there are specific homeopathics. We have homeopathic formulations. Homeopathics are a excellent form of treatment. Mm-hmm. And we have a whole segment on exactly what those are. Those are what you do is you take a small amount of something in a very small amount, like nitroglycerin tablets as a homeopathic medication.
Yeah, I think people don't realize that that's homeopathic.
There are gold salts is also a homeopathic. So, I mean, there are things that are very common types of medicines out there that are homeopathically based, and we have some very specific combinations of homeopathics that are standard for TMJ and make a huge, huge difference on that.
Mm-hmm.
The other things that, besides the vitamins, minerals, those types of things, but working on the emotional aspects, mm-hmm. you know, there is a very strong correlation on that.
And you can do that through the supplements?
We can do that, yes. We have a tremendous amount of people coming in with depression, anxiety, all those types of things, and we have very, very specific types of programs for that. We have homeopathic, nutritional, we look at the mineral balances, all those types of things make a very, very big difference with the emotional aspect, and working on that is a very important part of TMJ work.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get that, not only does that help with the jaw pain, but it also helps to relax the whole body, shift the physiology, and improve people's mood.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's so nice to have such an arsenal of different treatment.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
There, and you know, because it's a wide variety of different ways that
we're talking about one joint here and all these possibilities of treatment that can
yes.
help.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, so we're not really limited, and we're looking at the whole holistic type of aspect mm-hmm. of it. And everything that we do is extremely safe. You know, it's not surgery, it's not pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
None of the things that we actually use and do have a possibility of a negative effect. So I tell people, you know, people are nervous coming in and say, well, you know, one of the nice things, so I'm not going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to hurt you. I can't.
Not giving you a poison.
I can't injure you.
Mm-hmm.
So either this is going to work and help you, or, you know, you've really not lost anything except your time and money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not, you know, there's not a possibility that I can actually injure you. So working with that type of thing is very gratifying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not only do we do the supplementation, you know, the vitamins, minerals, looking at that, seeing exactly what's needed, the homeopathics that are associated with that, we also do flower remedies.
That helps the emotional?
Completely emotional-based mm-hmm. remedies. There's gem elixirs, but, you know, in other words, we probably have 80,000 products that we can look at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for this type of thing. But we can actually find out which one will work the best through our electrodermal screening and through our diagnostics. We know which direction to go.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very good results on that.
And don't worry, you're not going to go through the 80,000
no,
one by one.
I won't. But there are also, and then of course, dentistry.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think people correlate TMJ with dentistry, and I know you work with a lot of dentists.
Absolutely. Anytime there are definite times where the teeth need to be straightened, there needs to be changes made. Also, there needs to be an appliance that's used. The vast majority of the time, over 90%, we can actually take care of the TMJ without that expense.
90% of the time.
90% of the time, but there are 10% of the time that we recommend that people have either some dental work done or also an appliance made. Mm-hmm. And we have dentists that we definitely work with on that, and or the person's dentist, refer them to them. But we usually like to get the rest of it done first because we are changing the position of the jaw.
Right. They would have to keep changing that appliance.
Exactly. So as soon as we are done with our care, we have everything fixed up. Then we send them to the dentist for the appliance or for the dental work, and things go much, much smoother. We check them afterwards, make sure everything's okay. Mm-hmm. Because if they try to fix it at the point before I fix my part, it will be completely different after that. And this is a much more sound type of basis because I've got the structure in place. And then any type of dental work or appliance that needs to be done at that time is much more effective and much more long-lasting.
Now, let's talk about prevention. How can TMJ be prevented?
Well, we're looking at the causes of TMJ. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever you can discover what are the causes of TMJ, then you can work on the prevention. Dentistry. Oftentimes I have people who have had either braces done is a very common type of thing to actually need TMJ work done, or dental work. You know, people have their mouth open too long, or they had a tremendous amount of changes that had to be done, and there was actually an injury to the jaw taking place during the dental work. Not unusual.
I know a lot of people will book their appointments at our office after their dental appointment.
Just to make sure everything's good. That's a very smart thing, and that's something that we recommend. Mm-hmm. So actually after dental work, that's a very common time when people can develop some TMJ problems. Injuries, car accidents. We find quite a bit of not only neck whiplash, but also some jaw whiplash injuries after auto accidents or other types of injuries. The most common reason for TMJ to develop is chronic stress. You know, emotional issues. Mm-hmm. There's that strong connection on that. People gritting their teeth, grinding their teeth at night, usually associated also with emotional issues, is an extremely important type of thing. And actually being aware of that, and if you are grinding your teeth, having an appliance will be a very helpful type of thing to
It always goes back to control. Stress, doesn't it?
Stress is a killer. And if you can actually breathe right, we were talking about the exercise of the deep breathing. It really cures a tremendous amount of what's going on in our system. How you breathe will determine whether you're in a parasympathetic mode or a sympathetic mode.
And I know you get a lot of flack at home and even at the office because of your deep breathing.
Yes.
The kids will say, "Dad, do you have to breathe so loud?" I'm in my parasympathetic mode.
Right, right. You're stressing me.
So when we hear you really deep breathing, we know you're
I'm stressing, working on it. But if you can actually do the deep breathing, it shifts you into parasympathetic, which is the rest and digest. And that's where we really should be in the vast majority of time.
Yeah. I remember we did the TMJ show. It was one of our first radio shows when we got on the radio. And we had a dentist call us, actually, and he ended up coming in. And you know, it was really interesting, the feedback we got from the dentist regarding the TMJ show.
Very positive.
Mm-hmm. Now, is surgery ever necessary?
Yes.
Jaw surgery.
There are times where you can have such severe injury to the disc material that surgery is sometimes necessary, but definitely want to try everything else first before that.
We have about 10 seconds just to close it up. Any last comments?
Get checked. Find someone who can check that and make sure it's working right.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.